March 26, 2026, Scott Speak Special Edition After Midnight here, bringing you the late night version. I don't know why I'm doing this right now. This is a very poor decision on my part, but here we are. I am flying to Salt Lake in the morning. In fact, my flight leaves in about 5.5 hours. And it doesn't leave from my driveway. Spoiler alert. So I have to get up in about 3.5 hours in order to shower and get dressed and then drive to the airport. I'm tired just thinking about it. But anyway, I'm in Salt Lake for a day. I am out and back in a day. We're doing a kind of a company-wide presentation. We're doing it twice, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, and I have to be there in person to do that. And then I'm going to get back here, I was about to say tomorrow night, tonight. So my flight leaves a little after 6 a.m., land in Salt Lake, go to the office, spend all day at the office, go back to the airport. Flight leaves at like 9:15 p.m., get home around 10:45, something like that. And then I'll come home and probably completely pass out. At least that's what I should do. We'll see whether I do it or not, but that's what I should do. And then that's it. And then I'm doing that. There's several reasons I'm doing that sort of whirlwind trip, but, and then I'm going skiing this weekend with the wife and kid. Wife's not going to ski, but kid will ski. We're teaching Isla to ski this coming weekend. So pretty excited about that. We have a place up in Breckenridge, Friday and Saturday night. And so, yeah, we're going to teach her how to ski. I got the rental skis. Got them, excuse me, I'm obviously very tired. Got them from a local place called Lenny's Ski and Golf. Yes, that is not too uncommon. There are a number of places that will do both skiing and golf because obviously skiing is a winter sport, golf is a summer sport. And so in order to stay open year-round and have business year-round, you can't just be a ski shop. You could be a golf shop, even here in Denver, believe it or not. But ski and golf makes a little bit more sense. So pretty good deal, $20 a day. They only charge them for 2 days. I picked them up Tuesday. I'm taking them back either Sunday afternoon or Monday morning. So that was a pretty sweet deal to get the skis and boots at that low of a price for Isla. She obviously doesn't need poles at this point. But yeah, the plan is to ski 1 day at Keystone and 1 day at Breckenridge. And then the other time, I mean, we're kind of playing this by ear. You know, is this something she's going to be interested in doing for several hours, for 45 minutes? I literally have no idea. I have no idea how it's going to go. So, you know, am I going to have time to ski on my own? I don't know. Maybe. Good news, at this point, the weather looks to be pretty decent. Checking now in real time. It's not supposed to be super cold, which is, with a kid, that's obviously the concern. You don't want it to be, you know, fucking freezing, because then you're in trouble. But yeah, let's see. At Keystone, where am I? Weather, sorry. Keystone, Friday, the high is 60. Holy shit. But Saturday, the high is 56. Sunday, 56. So, and low in the high 20s. So, very much spring skiing, I would imagine. But also very much doable. Like, that's not terrible. And then Breckenridge, kind of the same. Saturday, high of 55. Sunday, high of 55. No chance of snow. Sunny most of the way through here. So, again, should be fine. Should be decent conditions. You know, the logistics of everything, I'm still kind of figuring out for myself. I'm not going to lie. Because again, obviously I'm going to be teaching Isla how to ski on, you know, in parts of the mountain that I never go to. Not that I haven't been to in a while, that I literally never go to. Do you think I, you know, go to the learning center or the, you know, Explorer Cub area? I don't. But that's, you know, I just need a slight slope and some snow. I'm hopeful there's an area in Keystone that is right in front of the parking lot, right in front of one of the parking lots, I should say. And I'm hopeful that that area is still open. I have no idea if it is or not. I'm hopeful that it is, because if it is, the wife can just stay in the car, hang out near the car, or whatever, with the dog, because Stella's coming with us, and can watch Isla ski for the first time. Because literally, the learning area is right across the street from that parking lot. So that would be ideal. If that doesn't work, and it might not, because that's very low on the mountain, so I'm not quite sure if that part is open or not. If that doesn't work, there is an area kind of a little further up the mountain, mid-mountain, if you will, that's like a learning area. And that's probably what we'd have to do. The issue is, I don't know what my wife would do. I don't know what Jamie would do. I mean, Keystone does have like a little town area. There's, you know, coffee shop. She can hang out. I don't know. A lot of this, we are playing this by ear. And we're going to figure it out on the fly. But we'll figure it out. We'll make it work, as the kids say. So yeah, that's the plan, is to take her up there, Keystone the first day, Breck the second day. And then again, I'm realistic. I don't think it's not going to be an all day event for her skiing. Plus, hell, she's still young enough. She takes naps. So, you know, try to get out there for a couple hours in the morning, we have an Airbnb, come back to the Airbnb, let her take a nap. Maybe in the afternoon, go into town in Breckenridge. The wife and I have been to Breckenridge several times. I've been even more times than that, and just kind of walk around. There's lots of shops and things. I will push, and I don't have to push. We will have Stella with us. There's no point in leaving Stella at home, unless we think we're going to a meal where you can't eat outside, but I don't know if that's the case. So Stella will be coming with us. She's certainly welcome to walk up and down the streets. And yeah, we'll do that for a bit. And then again, the main point of the vacation is just to relax. So we got a nice Airbnb. We'll stay there, have a fun time. The wife can bring, and I assume she will, books or things to knit. Or just her phone, hang out, you know, there's a little fake fireplace, get that stoked. I don't care. Do whatever she wants to do. Watch Netflix. And I'll ensure that there's the active element of it with the skiing, of course. But otherwise, I'll be chilling too. No sense in trying to do too much. It's just a relaxing weekend. I've gone back and forth on this, but I think I've kind of decided I'm not even going to take my running stuff. I'll be skiing. There'll be something that I will be doing every day, active, to keep me active. So just kind of relax. Hopefully the Airbnb is as advertised. As I think many of you know, that's always kind of a crapshoot. But we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So yeah, I'm excited about it. The only person I've ever taught to ski is Jamie. And if I'm being honest, I don't think I did a good job. Also, that was in 2010, maybe 11, at Sugar Mountain. And she's never skied again. I don't know if that speaks more about her or me as a teacher, but she has never gone back and attempted to ski again. So That's something. And, but we will see. We'll see what it all looks like, and how it goes. I mean, look, Isla likes playing in the snow. She likes being outside. She does not mind the cold. So I'm not, I'm genuinely not worried about that. She will, I think, be fine in the snow and cold. And I suspect that she will have a good time. I also suspect that she will do pretty well with staying upright. I don't want to say she's an athlete because she's four. I don't think anyone really knows. I mean, there are some rare exceptions, I guess. But I think she'll do pretty well. My intention is to do both the put the kid between your legs and just ski with them. And then at some point have her ski towards me. I will also have my poles so I could do the, because I can obviously ski forwards or backwards. I'm at that skill level. So I could do the situation where I'm skiing backwards, she's holding on to my poles, and we're practicing kind of turning and moving and that sort of thing. But I just, you know, you never know. You never know. It's also not been a great time for Isla recently. She's been a little cranky and non-cooperative, so it could be a challenge to get her to do anything. I don't know, but I'm going to find out. So it's going to be exciting. And again, I'm not just looking forward to the skiing. That's the reason we're going. But I do like, I could never ever put up my own home as an Airbnb, but I do like the concept of an Airbnb. This place we're staying is, as I think is more and more popular nowadays, is one of these properties that's managed by a company that has, you know, a thousand or thousands of properties across the country. Admittedly, I kind of prefer that. I think that leads to a slight jack up in the pricing, because it's not cheap, but I will say that I don't feel, you don't feel like you're just living in someone's home. And we've done that. When we go back east to visit, typically or primarily Jamie's side of the family, we've stayed in a couple Airbnbs, and I think maybe only once did we stay in one where it kind of seemed like the people were like, all right, we'll leave for a few days so you can stay here. That's the worst. That's super awkward. But we've also had a few where it's clearly like they kind of like it's a rental property, but just very, very short term, because people, I think, have found that you can make as much, if not more, money doing that as long as your occupancy rate stays high enough. We've stayed in a few of those, and we've stayed in others that I suspect this one will be like this coming weekend, that are not owned by humans, not human, that's wrong, not owned by individuals, individual homeowners. They are owned by a company. And that is, in my opinion, best case scenario. The cleaning is on point. Everything is very clearly labeled. There's nothing is a question. Everything is pretty straightforward. And I like that. I prefer that. You know, if I have my options, that's the one I want to go with. And so I'm pretty sure that's what we're dealing with here. So that'll be fun too. I mean, look, it's, you know, we love our home. I have no issue with our home, but sometimes it's fun to just not have to fly somewhere, but travel somewhere somewhat locally. You know, Breckenridge is a little under 2 hours away. And just chill out. Just have a nice, relaxing time. And so that's what we're going to do. And again, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It's interesting. We thought, just a little side note, we thought that, you know, we've been going back and forth on which weekend made the most sense, and we just kind of landed on this one. I wanted to do it as late in the year as possible because spring skiing. I also wanted to not wait too long, because you can do that, especially this year with the snow as bad as it has been. You know, if I were like, let's do mid-April, I think a lot of these mountains are going to be closed by mid-April. But come to find out, at the place, shout out Lenny's Ski Shop, Ski and Golf, this weekend, this coming weekend, is the last weekend that they rent skis. So I think what they essentially will be doing is converting that part of their shop into full golf. Because when we were there on Tuesday picking the stuff up, the golf section was very busy. No one was doing anything in the ski section. So not surprisingly on a Tuesday morning, because they have like golf simulators and everything, and people were doing that and looking for clubs and all this sort of stuff. So anyway, we almost waited. We almost did the trip on Easter weekend. But thankfully, for whatever reason, Isla does not have school this Friday. She does have school on Good Friday, which is creative. So it works out. She's not missing anything, you know, because we'll be heading up Friday. So anyway, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited about it. And everyone that I've mentioned it to is like, oh, you got to take pictures, you got to take video. I'm like, I'm not going to be doing that while teaching her, but hopefully at some point Jamie will be able to do that. And again, I'm almost 100% certain that at Breckenridge, we will have no issues at all doing that, because the area that I'm going to take her to learn, I'm far more confident is open. It also is a spot, it's a situation where if Jamie decides to come with us, she can just chill out. There's like a, again, like a little village area. So she could, again, get a coffee, whatever she wants to do, and have the opportunity to watch if she wants to. And then if she gets cold or whatever, she can go back into the lodge. We'll see if we have Stell with us at that point. We could have Stell if we want to, but we'll see if she decides to take Stell or not. But yeah, so that'll be entertaining and interesting. But yeah, it's, you know, again, it's something, teaching out of the ski is something that I've obviously from the second she was born, hell, before she was born, I was like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, we live here. I ski. It's something I very much enjoy doing. I might as well teach my daughter how to do it. Maybe at some point my wife will catch up with the rest of us. I think she will not be skiing. Jamie will not be skiing on this trip, but I think she is going to be paying close attention to see if, in fact, it's something that Isla, you know, takes to and likes doing. And if so, it can be something that, you know, maybe one weekend, day, a month, or something next winter. That's just something we do. We go up and ski for a few hours. I'd obviously be fine with that. I'd be even more fine with it if Jamie got to the point where she could hang with Isla, and I could go off and ski on my own for a little bit. Understanding that's not very likely to happen, at least right off the bat, but if we could build towards that, that'd be dope. I'd like that a lot. But we'll see. Time will tell. But, you know, there aren't a lot of things other than kind of going for walks to local parks, i.e. playgrounds, that we currently do as a family unit. And even though skiing from where we live is not very close, it takes a while to get to these places. If we can have that sort of a thing that we do as a family, I think that'd be great. I think that'd be something that we'd all enjoy and we would all benefit from. So, and by the way, I will also say, I don't think I mentioned this, that Lenny's Ski and Golf, where we got the rental stuff, they also have a program, and I did not do it for this, but if it becomes a thing we do as a family, I will almost certainly do it next year, where I think for $120, it's a reasonable number, you can get rentals all year long. So like go in October and say, yeah, I want to rent skis and boots for my kid for the season. Pay $120. They give you a pair then. And then you just kind of come back in whenever. If she outgrows the boots, you need bigger boots, come back in. They'll get you the next size up. Bring the skis with you. They'll adjust the skis. And same thing, if you suddenly decide, hey, not suddenly, if you decide, hey, I want bigger skis, you can go in and get bigger skis. So it's a pretty dope program for that price. Prevents me from having to buy skis and particularly boots. I mean, when you start buying, it's just so expensive. I mean, I would know. I bought bindings this year for my skis. I think just my bindings were like, plus installation was like $300. Just for bindings. So the same old skis, same old poles, same old boots, just new bindings, $300. And for the stuff, the kind of stuff that I ski on, new skis would be $600-$700, just the boards. And then again, you're in for $1,000 for skis and bindings. Boots, good boots, are $500 to $700. Like it's just insane for a middle of the road package. Skis, you know, full set of skis with bindings, boots, and poles. You're easily in for $2,000, $1,500 minimum, $2,000. If you start talking like premier stuff, like high performance skis or boots, $3,000 plus. Now, to be fair, I've had my skis for like 20 plus years. I've had my boots for about the same amount of time. So they last a long time. It's a long-term investment. If you look at it by, you know, if you break it down to cost per run, let's say, or cost per day skiing, you know, my investment, cost per day skiing, if I were to do off the top of my head, $10 to $12. Cost per run, 60 cents, 75 cents per run for skis, boots, poles. So it's, you know, it's cheaper than just about any other form of entertainment when you think of it from that perspective. But no one thinks of it from that perspective because you're doing that financial outlay at one point in time. So anyway, so it's pretty cool they do that. There's also literally 100 yards, not even, from Lenny's is an Epic store. Epic Mountain Gear, which is a gigantic ski shop, and just literally across the parking lot. And they also do that program. I don't know exactly what the price is. I'll do some price comparisons. I think it's very similar, you know, for junior level. It's a little more expensive for adults, mostly because that includes poles. But for junior level, it's pretty cheap. And so next year, honestly, I'll probably kind of shop around and see which one makes more sense, which one seems better to me. Yeah, it's, you know, it's cool. I'm excited about it. Excited that she's going to have the opportunity at long last. And, you know, I'll report back on a future episode to see what... you know, let you guys know how it went. Did she like it? Did she hate it? I don't know. By the way, I'm looking now for the sports ski package. This has $149. I feel like there was one for kids, though. I don't see it right now. It doesn't matter. We can chat about this in a future episode. But yeah, it's like I said, it's going to be similar-ish for a full season of rentals. So we'll get them from somewhere. By the way, that was the Epic price, in case I didn't mention that, Epic Mountain Gear. If it is, in fact, $150, again, I think Lenny's is $120. Not that different. And I also assume that if you do the kids thing, it does the same thing. Like if they outgrow it, you can come back in and, you know, get something new, get an upgrade, if you will. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see about that. So, yeah. Okay, I think that's it. I'm exhausted already. I'm going to go get about 3 hours of sleep, then get back up and do it all over again, drive to the airport. Oh, by the way, I know it's been making national news. I have reason to believe that delays at the Denver airport are kind of not a thing, knock on wood. But I will find that out too. And I will let you guys know if, in fact, that's going to be an issue for me. And if it is, it'll be a major issue. So, yeah, we'll see. I know it's, again, in a lot of airports cross country, Atlanta, Houston, I think I saw, Detroit. I don't know. There were a few that surprised me a bit, but I will let you guys know on the next BroPod or other half or whatever the next item is that you guys hear from us on this great network. So that's it. I'll leave you guys there. Thanks again to our sponsor, Lenny's Ski and Golf, located right here in Aurora, Colorado. But all joking aside, appreciate you guys listening. We'll be back next week. Again, the main reason I'm doing it, Scott Speaks, if you guys didn't know, is because Todd is in England. Jolly old England, which we talked about last week during the WeWatchables. So you guys probably already knew that. But so I'm just doing a little something here. But next week should be back to normal, regularly scheduled program. So I'll be joining you then. I'll be joining you again then. So, yeah, check us out, bropodnetwork.com. TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com is the email address, TheBroPodNetwork@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram, The_Bro_Pod. Check us out. Hit us up. Appreciate it. Talk to you next time. Thanks as always.